This is Northwest News on KNKX. Homelessness and race are intertwined, but experts say it isn't precisely clear how. Housing advocates gathered in Tacoma this week to begin untangling the issue. 88.5's Will James was there.
What is it like being homeless? On the streets, people walking past you with a notion that you don't have any goals or you don't have a motive.
24-year-old Marquise McCrary has lived in the shelters and on the streets of Tacoma. Reading a poem before a crowd of homelessness experts, he tries to convey what it feels like to be homeless and Black.
Yeah, I'm strong as an ox, but it feels like I'm lifting this weight alone.
It was a raw moment in an evening full of them. A Massachusetts organization called the Center for Social Innovation organized the forum at Tacoma's Urban Grace Church. The idea was to begin unraveling the forces driving so many African Americans into homelessness. Nationally, African Americans are 13% of the population, but more than 40% of the homeless population. The conversation focused on the legacy of discriminatory housing policies. Experts say they left African American families with less wealth and less of a safety net. A death in the family, losing a job, falling behind on bills, any of them could send a life wildly off course. McCrary recently got into a housing program. He compares falling into homelessness to a football player missing a field goal.
You know, you have a simple job, you know, you do it all the time, you know what it takes to get there. But for some reason, the moment you kick the ball, there's a big gust of wind, there can be a big ray of light that blinds you a little bit.
Even a small setback, he says, could change the course of the game. Tacoma and Pierce County are part of a study of 10 communities across the country on the intersections of homelessness and race. It's taking place over the next several months. Will James, 88.5 News.